God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now our subject at this time is ambassadors of reconciliation. Reconciliation, or to be reconciled, the word katalasa means to be adjusted at both ends. And Paul was indeed an ambassador of reconciliation. You know, our ambassador, who goes from the United States and represents us at a foreign court, he's called minister plenipotentiary and ambassador extraordinary. That means he's a minister filled with authority and power, because the whole United States government, its army, navy, its senate, the president, the cabinet, the whole government and the whole of America is behind our ambassador. That's the reason he's called ambassador extraordinary and minister plenipotentiary. Plenipotentiary means full of power. Now the Lord Jesus Christ, before he went back, you remember, when he gave the Great Commission, he said, all power in heaven and on earth is given unto me. Then we read in the first chapter of Ephesians, in the 19th verse, that the mighty power that God wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and put him far above all principalities and powers in the heavenlies, that same power is put at the disposal of the Christian. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. I'm sure you agree with me that when God tells us that all of his power is made available for those who are members of the body of Christ, those who have been reconciled to God through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, those who are servants of the Lord, I'm sure you know that with 9 out of 10 servants, at least, the power of God that is available is not used. And then we read in 2 Corinthians 9:8 that God is able to make all grace abound toward us, that always having all sufficiency, we might abound toward every good work. Now, God's grace absolutely is wasted and his power is unused by the great majority of Christians. And then to think of the fact of the number of unsaved people there are, and percentage-wise how few there are that receive the grace of God. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God. And we read in Romans 3:24 that we're justified by God's grace freely, and that word freely means without a cause, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Yes, God says that he saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his grace. His grace, which was given us in Christ before the world began. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. And we read in the last verse of the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians, where we have the ministry and message and duty of the ambassador of reconciliation, that on the cross of Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, was made sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, except a man become righteous before he leaves this world, he can never get into heaven. And there's only one place in the universe of God where we can find righteousness, and that's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our righteousness, 1 Corinthians 1:30. And he is called Jesus Christ the righteous in 1 John 2:1-2. The Lord Jesus Christ, on the cross of Calvary, who knew no sin, was made sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And in Galatians 3:14 we read that when we come by faith to Calvary and receive the Lord Jesus Christ, God makes his righteousness available for us, and the free gift, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. To him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Now, not only did the Lord Jesus Christ become sin when he died on the cross, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, but we're told in Colossians 1:20 that when he died on the cross, he made peace through the blood of his cross to reconcile all things unto himself. And you who were alienated by wicked works hath he reconciled. If there's anything that's taught in the ministry of reconciliation, the gospel of the grace of God, it is the fact that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. It doesn't require any more of the grace of God to save a habitual criminal, a murderer, adulterer, a thief, than it does a self-righteous, respectable church member. The Lord Jesus Christ said to the self-righteous, those that thought they were self-sufficient and did not need the grace of God and salvation, he said, I say unto you that the publicans and the harlots will enter the kingdom of God before you. Now in the fifth chapter of 2 Corinthians, therefore, we have the ministry and message and the duty and responsibility and the privilege of ambassadors of reconciliation. Notice what he said. In the 18th verse, all things are of God who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and he hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. There is the ministry of reconciliation in the fifth chapter of 2 Corinthians. In the fifth chapter of Romans, at the 10th verse, it says, we are reconciled to God by the death of his Son. We cannot be reconciled to God by trying to follow in the footsteps of the Master, or struggling with the Sermon on the Mount and the Golden Rule, or by striving to keep the Ten Commandments. If you keep the whole law and offend in one point, you're guilty of all. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh shall ever be justified in God's sight. But what the law could not do, because of the weakness of humanity, God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to accomplish for us eternal redemption. And he did that. Not only did he make peace through the blood of his cross, but we're told in Hebrews 9:12 that he entered once into heaven by his own blood, having thereby obtained eternal redemption for us. Now we are ambassadors extraordinary because we represent the Lord Jesus Christ. We are ministers plenipotentiary because God wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then as we go out to the sinners and say, I beseech you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. We certainly have a wonderful message to proclaim, and it's a real spiritual crime to frustrate the grace of God or pervert the gospel by adding anything to the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember what God says, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. And remember, God says he will have all men to be saved. There is one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. I want to live for Jesus, be all he'd have me be. I want the Holy Spirit to have his way with me. The world, the flesh, the devil are competing for my soul. God's love and grace and power must have full control. We will praise our Lord forever, both here and by, for we're going to heaven where none shall ever die. Our praise will be imperfect until we're glorified. Thank God we have the Spirit to be our constant guide. By grace I have God's blessing. By faith his power divine. In Christ I am accepted. God's righteousness is mine. In the heavens I am seated, joint heir with Christ my Lord. I'll appear with him in glory and receive my full reward. Yes, we're going to be rewarded according to our works. But we're not saved by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to God's mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed upon us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord. We're in a campaign now to get out a little printed 24-page booklet entitled Good News for the Human Race. Happy are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Happy is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity, for he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. Yes, if you'd like to help in this campaign, just write in to Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago. We've published over 150 books. If you're interested in receiving some of these books, send the postage, and we'll send you one. Then we have a set of charts, a picture of the whole Bible, and detailed explanation showing you how to understand and enjoy the Bible. And this ministry of reconciliation, the Apostle Paul tells us in the 5th chapter there, why we should be faithful ambassadors of reconciliation. And he says we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. That's the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians, the 10th verse. Then he says, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men. Yes, when you and I believe that those who do not receive the gospel will have to meet God in wrath and judgment, surely it'll stir us up to be ambassadors, to go out and beseech men and women to be reconciled unto God. Then he goes on to say, the love of Christ constraineth us. We thus judge that if one died for all have died. And we do not live unto ourselves. We're not our own. We're bought with a price. And remember, we have the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ to proclaim. We do not have to tell a sinner to get down and pray the publican's prayer. That was an Old Testament prayer. God, meet me a sinner at the blood-sprinkled mercy seat. But I want to tell you, we do the praying as Christians. We go out and beseech and pray and beg the sinner to come by faith and receive the grace of God. Salvation is free as the air you breathe. My dear friend, you can be saved by grace through faith, just as I was saved, just as anyone else is saved, without religion, without this or that or the other thing. And then after you're saved, God wants every ounce of your strength and every moment of your time, but not because that saves you, but because you are saved. Just write to Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago. Till our next broadcast, goodbye and God bless you.